Today in the Newcastle Herald, Brodie Owen reports that a Lake Macquarie woman whose cat had its leg severed by a rabbit trap laid in the suburbs has described the ordeal as sick and terrifying. If it were to happen to a child, and it did, as I say, happen on private property in a drainage easement near homes on Montgomery Street in Argentine, the vet who had to amputate the cat's leg is Andrew Cornwell from Cardiff, and he's on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Richard.
Nice to talk to you. You obviously don't get many of these sorts of incidents because, as I understand it, these rabbit traps have been banned for a number of decades. Is that right, Andrew?
That's right. And look, they've been banned for good reason. It's rare for something to be banned in legislation. It's normally banned in the regulation. But obviously, Parliament at the time thought seriously enough about it, but it's actually legislatively banned, which is a very heavy hand to use. But they're banned for good reason. They're dangerous. It's a particularly cruel way to try and catch an animal. And as we saw in this case, it's dreadful what's happened to poor little Jinx. But imagine if it was a child.
Yes, exactly. And I gather it was on private property at Argentine, this particular rabbit trap.
That's right. And it was only just off the main road. It was only just off the main road. So there's a little creek that sort of runs through the middle of Argentine and then ducks under the railway line. And it was just in that creek area where children go playing. And obviously, poor Jinx has wandered in there and fallen foul of someone setting this trap.
Now, as you said, these have been banned for a number of decades and for good reason. Is there any suggestion that there may be more traps in the area? I dare say the police have had discussions with the cat's owner over this incident.
Yeah, I understand that. Look, it's I would hope not, because they're incredibly dangerous. And whoever's done it, whether they've done it out of ignorance or, heaven forbid, out of malice, they really should ensure that any of those remaining traps are taken up, because the injuries that they can cause are horrific. When we saw the cat on Friday, we were doing our very best to try and save a leg, but by Monday, the degree of the injuries was so severe that unfortunately poor old Jinx had to have the entire leg removed. And if it was a child, you wind up, it's a life-changing injury.
Yes.
It would change a child's future forever.
Yeah, and a child or you or I wouldn't recover as quickly as Jinx apparently has. Boy, they recover quickly, don't they, animals?
He's tough as teeth, Jinx, but they are. They're particularly robust. And, Jinx was back to his old tricks by the following day, remarkably. He's one tough cat.
Yeah, and look, it was the right front leg. Cats and dogs seem to be able to adapt to the loss of a leg like that, Andrew.
They do. They actually go better with the loss of a hind leg, because the front legs are like a steering wheel, whereas the hind legs are like the engine. So a front leg is more difficult for them, but I would expect within weeks, Jinx will have made pretty much a full recovery. But they are a bit like people in that they'll still get that phantom limb syndrome. So there'll be time to time when his missing leg will feel itchy, or he'll feel some sensation where that leg once was. So exactly the same in animals as it is in people.
Yeah, good to talk to you. And look, just a reminder, if anybody knows anything about what this particular incident, if you could give Crime Stoppers a call, 1-800-333-000, 1-800-333-000.